All right, continuing with our UCP leadership candidate interviews, we're going to chat with Todd Lowen now. Of course, Todd, one of the candidates in the running, one of the independent candidates. I mean, there's so many things going on. So let's get the latest from Todd. Mr. Lowen, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Happy to be here.
Okay, so let's just start. We had the forum yesterday up in Fort McMurray, and once again, just like this entire campaign, it seems like ultimately it comes back to this issue of the Sovereignty Act. Does it frustrate you that it seems to be this is where the focus has been for several weeks now, or are you okay with that?
Well, you know, I'm okay with it, actually. I think one of the big issues that's came up everywhere I've been is our relationship with Ottawa. So when we talk to Albertans and that's what they want to talk about, then I think that's fair game. Albertans are frustrated with Ottawa and their relationship with Ottawa, and that's coming out loud and clear. So discussions on the Sovereignty Act, I think, are fair game.
As you know, of course, four of the candidates in this race decided to get together and get on stage and denounce the Sovereignty Act. You weren't there. Were you invited, and why did you decide not to go?
I was invited, but I didn't want to go. I think that was, it basically showed a sign of desperation and disunity showing up at that news conference. Some of the candidates are desperate to try to make an impact, and they have to take a position opposite of, who they maybe view as the front runner. But again, that did nothing for unity in the party, and I don't think it did anything to further anybody's cause on that matter.
In terms of the discussion around it, and you mentioned disunity, and I think, you know, we're certainly seeing that there's a group within the candidates that are opposed. There's a group that support or at least are neutral. In terms of unity, are you worried that, I mean, it's part of the campaign, right? You're going to have disagreements. Does this affect unity overall? I mean, the whole point of the process here is to unite, to come together once again as a Conservative Party in Canada, in Alberta. Do you feel that that's being hurt in any way?
Well, you know what? You're right, though. In the end, we all have to come back together on this. And there's, there's definitely positions that are being taken in this leadership race that are people are polar opposites, and that's fine. That's part of the political process. But you're right. In the end, we got to get back together. And I think there's no problem there. I think everybody's committed to come back together. I think there's one candidate that suggested that if he doesn't win, that he may not run again. But other than that, the rest of the candidates seem to be willing to move forward with whatever the members of the party decide.
And it goes without saying then that you're planning to run again as a member of the UCP, right? That's the plan that you have, whether you win the leadership or not.
Absolutely, yeah.
Outside of this issue of sovereignty and the relationship with Ottawa, what are you hearing from people? I've been hearing a lot about health care. Has that been something that's coming up when you talk to people? Is that something that's important?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the main things that comes up at every event that I go to. People are concerned about health care. They're concerned about EHS. They're concerned about having a family doctor, keeping emergencies rooms open in rural Alberta. All those things that they're concerned about EHS and its performance over the last 13 years.
So, I mean, there's a number of different things there. Just let me ask, I'm sure you've heard the horror stories. We've all seen them. They're in the news, it seems like, every day. This patient waiting for this person waiting for an ambulance. It goes on and on and on, right, from, you know, every aspect of healthcare. What's the fix? What's Todd Lowen proposing so that, if I need an ambulance this weekend, one's available?
Well, I think one of the problems we have is we've had 13 years of centralized decision making from AHS, and that's been proved to have been a failure. We need to go back to more local and regional decision making. That's one solution. But again, we have a shortage of healthcare professionals in Alberta, and we have our post-secondary education system is not producing the people that we need to provide the services needed for Albertans. And so that's another failure that needs to be fixed.
When you take a look at AHS, I mean, how many more times are we going to do deep dives into AHS? How many more millions of dollars are we going to spend analyzing AHS? I mean, the Kenny government did one 2 years ago that came back and said, you know what, the bureaucracy is really not all that out of line. It sort of lines up with, I mean, we keep hearing that. We keep getting fingers pointed at AHS, but it's a creation of the government. That's why it's there. I mean, how do we fix that if we just are the ones that keep bringing it in and doing all these investigations that come back and say, you know what, it's really not the problem?
When we look at our system compared to other jurisdictions that have socialized health care, our spending is near the top, our results are near the bottom.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
That points immediately to the fact that there's something wrong. And so doing all these studies and everything, you're right, haven't been productive. They haven't got the results that we want and haven't shown what we need to do. We need to talk to our healthcare professionals on the front lines. When I'm talking to Albertans, when I talk about what needs to be done with AHS as far as gutting it and going back to regional decision making, the biggest cheers that I hear in the crowd are from healthcare professionals themselves. So they know the problems, they see the problems, and they're as frustrated or more than Albertans are.
Yeah, Todd, you're absolutely right. I hear that from listeners all the time. I agree with you. They always talk about the bureaucracy and the number of managers and the way AHS runs things. And so there's no doubt an appetite for looking into that. The question, though, is, I mean, that doesn't help me this weekend. That doesn't help me probably in 6 months or a year or 2 years. And I think that's what Albertans are really worried about. What do we do now so we don't have people lying on the floor in the garage at the Miz or the kid lying on the ice at the rink in Calgary because an ambulance isn't available? I mean, what do we do now where people are really suffering?
Yeah, you know, and there's some things we can do now, but there is a lot of things that are going to take a long time to fix. But we need to start on both now. We can't kick the can down the road anymore. We have to start immediately. When we see the ambulances showing up at hospitals and then the ambulance personnel have to sit in the hospital yeah. all day long to be able to pass on a patient, I mean, that's unacceptable. That needs to be changed, and we need to be able to get some of these fixes right away. We have healthcare professionals that are trying to come into Alberta and want to work, but we have a convoluted, time-consuming, expensive process to get them here, and that needs to change too. We have students, our own Alberta-raised students that couldn't get into colleges and universities here to become healthcare professionals that are traveling around the world to get their education or choosing just a different career altogether, which isn't helpful either. But they go through that same process as immigrants that when they come back to Alberta and want to practice, that they have this this process that takes too long and basically encourages them to go elsewhere where they can go to work right away.
We know, of course, within the UCP, there's a number of different voices and perspectives and views, and we've, you know, I mean, that's how we got into this situation, and we've seen them all expressed throughout the course of the campaign. As leader, if Todd Loewen becomes leader of the UCP, how do you make sure, I mean, as you know, the party didn't do the job with you, and Leela Ahir was stripped of her. I mean, a number of the leadership people are no longer, you know, within caucus or within cabinet because of disagreements with the current premier. So if you become leader, how do you manage to have the voices heard, feel like they've been heard, be part of the process, but at the same time, keep everybody together? What fell apart with the current government?
I think one of the problems is we had a leadership style that was top down. It was kind of basically a one-man show or a very small group that made all the decisions, and they failed to listen to MLAs and caucus, for instance. MLAs are elected by the people of Alberta to represent them in government and in caucus, and if you're not listening to caucus, you're not listening to Albertans, and that was one of the biggest failures right there. If we look at previous leaders and what they did and how they handled caucus, we see this substantial difference as far as trying to get caucus on side and listening to caucus and actually having caucus having meaningful input in government direction. That's what's failed, and I believe that a lot of unity could be brought back to the party and to the caucus just by being able to listen and having people be able to express their views and have meaningful input, not just words, but actually meaningful input on what happens in government.
Mr. Loewen, I thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate your time.